Blog Talk Radio.
Going out, nigga.
Yeah. Big guns and sharp knives, revolvers is automatic jam at the wrong time. Fight with the brass knuckles, swinging bells, catching niggas with the buckles. The fuck going on? Like I ain't got nothing to live. Like as if you had guns to my kids. Fuck going on out. Word up, though. Check it, yo. Yo.
Yo, you know the type of style of shit that rides my dick. Pop me a nigga quicker than the police. Leave no wounds in a whole room full of chicks. You running while I'm gunning, cause you a bitch. I heard niggas talking like they gon' dead mine. I got enough guns, we can make the headlines. I'm from a place where the realest niggas get murdered, and the illest niggas try to avoid it. We can't call it, it's a cold world. Bundle up, keep your heat on at all times and never freeze up. And the eyes blink, you can catch a hole in your tank. How you leaking all over the place? Watch how you speak and watch how you move through the streets. I got a mob of niggas with heat. We liable to squeeze before we think. Breeze, boy, it's too late. Up, you fucked up and got laid to sleep. With big guns and sharp knives, revolvers is automatic jam at the wrong time. Like fights with the brass knuckles, swinging belts, catching niggas with the buckle. Now fuck who? Like I ain't got nothing to live. Like as if you had guns to my kids, fuck it. For the big checks and large faces, mansions, and my thugs that do the same for me.
I'm going out like a nigga that ain't never have nothing. Fuck it, I ain't funny. If I wanna know, I gotta go out like your neighbor still. Leaving me ill, you sling thrills, beat you on top of the hill, screaming dollar bill. Going out like a nigga, you just smacked his moms. In the cut, plotting, patient and calm. Putting on everything that I love and stand for. Getting bent up in the pub till 5 in the morning. Going out like a nigga with 6 days of living, like a single parent raising a kid. Now that's a bit. Going out like a nigga with shit. Touching his rib, you got more than necessary. Done a nigga one dead. Going out for my nigga, see this dad in my hand. Better back the fuck up with parts you didn't understand. Heaven, I ain't straight at your thyroid glands. But snapping really your man. Some niggas that ran.
Yo, fuck with your boring you fan 007, man. Shout out to the old AFM. Be back with another Double Impact 2. Drizzy wasn't on last night, so you're going to let Drizzy get his shit off. Yo, Drizzy, you on?
Yo, what's good, man? It's Drizzy, man. I finally got to see the Double Impact shit. You know what I'm saying? It was decent, like, the show. Like, everything was good as far as, like, the, you know what I'm saying, URL part on the pay-per-view shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't have no complaints about none of that. We're going to get to the battles. These are battles.
Okay.
This is not performance art theater. This is battle rap. Like these are battles. What we're gonna do the NYB battle, you know what I'm saying? I thought Math was fire in this battle. You know what I'm saying? I thought Math was cooking. I thought he was cooking. That nigga Rum Nitty was going the fuck off. I thought this was a good ass battle. I think this was actually the best battle of the event to me. You know what I'm saying?
Hell like, yeah, yo, Math and Cortez, yo, the niggas is on the same page. You gotta think about it. It was Rum Nitty and L Will first time even teaming up. And Swave said that was like 2 days prep right there, bro.
Yeah. The niggas was cooking, man. Like I wouldn't mind like seeing them keep doing this shit. Them niggas is nice. I like that combo. And them two niggas that don't give a fuck, like, them niggas is grimy on stage. I like them niggas. So that was a great battle. You know what I'm saying? That's a debatable battle. I thought that was the best battle of the whole card. Cortez was cooking, too. And he smoked Prez Mafia, by the way. I saw that the other day. He bodied him.
Cortez, my nigga, when this nigga, hold on, yeah, we got to talk about that. It's just like Prez, all right. Like, that was, it was looking ugly. Second choke was when Cortez came out, was like, bro, you choked both rounds. It was like, oh, man.
Yeah. When he started doing the rapper comparisons and y'all the little Yachty's and the Ood, like, this third round was heavy, man. That third round was amazing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But back to Double Impact shit. So, yeah, that was a great battle. Rum Nitty versus NY. Rum Nitty, Ill Will versus NYP was the best battle of the night. So the next battle. Mm-hmm. What came up after that?
DMV and Team Homie.
DMV and Team Homie. All right. Like, I get it. These are the new niggas. They're talented. I'm not saying niggas is whack. Niggas is not whack. But, like, what are we doing? Like, right, first round Twerk comes out. I'm not mad at that. I'm not completely mad. I'm like, all right, whatever. Like, that's cool, whatever. He comes out. The nigga never leaves the battle. Now, I'm under the impression that this is a two-on-two battle. Like, the nigga came in the battle and never left the battle. Like, what the fuck is going on? Like no, what is this shit?
That shit was crazy.
What is this shit? It turned into a three-on-two battle. Like, for three rounds. Like I could see if a nigga jump in. I don't even want a nigga doing a whole round with y'all. Like, I could see if a nigga jump in and do something real quick and then get out the battle. All right, cool. On some like, Hitman and his brother type shit. Cool, whatever. But for the nigga to jump in the battle all three rounds, like, what kind of shit is this? Like, I don't know. Yeah. Then y'all brought drugs out. Why is he even on stage? Why is he even on stage? Don't nobody know. That nigga got on stage. Niggas didn't know who the fuck he was, man. What is he doing on stage? We don't want to see him. It's supposed to be y'all two versus these two, man.
That shit was crazy, my nigga. What about Team Homie, though? They was bringing niggas out.
I don't know why they brought
Look, we had Swave on earlier, and Swave basically broke it down. He basically was just like, they signed up for 2-on-2, and I guess P from a war report, I guess New Jersey Twerk, he found out about the Goonies bringing out New Jersey Twerk, so he told Swave to, like, even it up, like, yo, well, they gonna bring Twerk out. So, but he told Swave that they already had two rounds done when he heard it and shit. He was trying to, like, improvise last minute. He said he couldn't bring out L one of them nitty because they had their own 2-on-2, really. He said a lot of that shit was, like, on-the-spot type shit for Team Homie side. Like, Rum Nitty rebuttaling, he said, about the PH bar, that was last minute. He said Poison Pen, that was a freestyle. Like, no one expected that to happen. He said Old Solo was supposed to only do the four bars, and that's it. But he went over the bars, and all that shit. This shit sounds crazy, my nigga. He basically made it seem like he was just playing chess. He knew that they was going to bring other niggas out. Like, he had been hearing niggas was telling him. Niggas from their camp was coming back and telling him, like, yo, they going to do this, they going to do that. He said he knew the PH bar was going to come. That's why he wilded out, but he didn't know how it was going to be used. He thought the niggas was going to try to violate PH, he said. He didn't really hear the bar. This shit sound crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. That battle was weird to me. Like, I thought Swavey, yeah. they had a solid first round. I'm gonna get the money bags later, man. They had a solid first round. DMV definitely won the battle. Goonies definitely won the battle.
My nigga, how they win the battle if it's three on two the whole battle?
I mean, this is what I will say. Taking New Jersey Twerk out, Jack Boy Maine was the best in this entire battle. Like, he's nice.
Yeah.
I still got to see him beat niggas, some solid niggas one-on-one, but that nigga's nice. I always said he's nice. You know what I'm saying? Like, he making it hard on me to, you know what I'm saying, because I be talking mad shit to him. That nigga's nice, though. You know what I'm saying? I really feel like in both the 2-on-2s, he's the one been carrying Ryder, to be honest.
Like, yeah, whatever. I was saying it, too.
Like, but whatever, though. I feel like the shit he was doing was better than anything that Team Homie was doing during the battle. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I feel like I'll give it to them. But to be having three niggas rap the whole battle, like, I don't know, man. This shit, it seemed like this shit going, like, another direction. I'm not trying to really be seeing niggas jumping in battles. And I don't know, man. That shit was just weird to me. Nigga never left.
Yo, when Drugs came out, that shit looked weird as hell when Drugs came out.
Yeah, you can tell he wasn't even ready. Like, you can tell he wasn't ready to be up there, man. He didn't even look right being up there.
Like, he trying to wait. Yo, that shit was wild, bro. That shit. I will say this, though. When they brought Twerk out, I feel like the energy came up some. It definitely magnetized when he came out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he was good, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was good. It's just, it ain't so bad. That's my whole thing. It's not your battle, man. For you to be up there all three rounds,
yeah.
I just thought that was kind of whack. You know what I'm saying? But whatever. Yeah. NWX Detroit.
Hey, hold on. How you feel about them niggas, like them niggas just calling Ryder pussy mad times? Like, that shit seemed awkward after. It was like, damn, Ryder, like.
wait, what'd you say?
Well, they kept calling Ryder pussy. Like, the way they just kept going back to this nigga and saying it was just like, yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, that shit was like, I don't know what's going to do with that. Like he was getting picked on and shit. Like, he was helpless. Like whatever.
Yeah, that was crazy, bro. The
NWX. NWX Detroit. I didn't think this battle would be close. I didn't really feel like I had any reason to feel like X-Factor and Miles would be enough to beat these niggas that been doing this shit that really got the 2-on-2s back popping. And the first round, I feel like it was a clear separation. You know what I'm saying? Like, they showed they can get to a level that the Team Detroit just couldn't get to. And I feel like, to be honest, I went back and watched it. Miles and X-Factor's second round was all right. Like, they second round, they was saying some shit. They wasn't getting reaction. They was okay, though. Like, their second round was all right. But NWX clearly won the battle. Like, they clearly won. It's nothing to even talk about. Like, them niggas is, like, they're just better than those niggas. Them niggas is kind of, like, this shit changing. This shit is changing, and you can see the difference. You know what I'm saying? They seem like Miles and X-Factor kind of seem, at one point, they kind of seem confused up there. Like, they ain't really seem in sync like that.
Okay.
I don't know. Yo, the crowd
didn't even know who these niggas was.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I don't know, Miles.
It's a new era, bro.
Yeah, it's a new era. Yeah, you came from the DVD. You know what I'm saying? This shit changing. Like, who knows? If y'all niggas would have brought four niggas out on stage, y'all might have been all right, too. Who knows? Shit.
Okay.
All right. We're going to do Briz and Verb. Mm-hmm. Briz and Verb and these niggas.
Okay. That's all I want to hear.
All right. So, first round. I thought Hitman was kind of going off in the first round, son. I thought he was doing his shit. First round, he was in his back. He doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? They turned in a good round. Verb, it'd be hard for me to watch this nigga now like this, man. Just like, whatever, man. Verb didn't really, I don't really feel like Verb was really on his shit like that. Like, I don't know, man. Like, it might just be time, man. Like, I don't think, these young niggas is coming in. I'm tired of seeing these niggas slap you upside the head and shit. Briz and Top. Them niggas is good, man. I feel like Briz is real comfortable on that stage right now. I don't feel like niggas can, like, really want to see that nigga right now, man. Let me ask you, how'd you feel about rocking these niggas? Like, how'd you rain in these? Like, how you feel about that? I want to know how you feel about this shit. Because I never even heard
I thought this shit was weird, too. You know what I'm saying? But at least Rock didn't come out and rock for Wild Long. Well, Rain, I was a little hyped up because it was like after all of the promotion and it was like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Niggas talking about Rain is going to battle with Daylight and coming at that mob. It was like, all right, what's he going to say? I don't think he's ready yet, B. You know, he got to tweak something. I don't think it was too. He didn't come out and do what I thought he was going to do.
Yeah, me neither.
But I still wasn't feeling to bring niggas out anyway. And then the whole the time shit. Well, these niggas can't go over 2 minutes. I don't understand that shit. Why that's such, like, how we still having time problems? Like, I don't get it. Like, why is Hitman, you've been wanting to come back on URL for a while long. Like, okay, the 2-on-2. I still don't even know why you came back on the 2-on-2. But you're back. And now it's like you're not going over 2 minutes. Like, I would be rapping until these niggas call time. If I was URL, I wouldn't be calling time. Because this Hitman holler, like, this is what they want. So, I don't understand why you're stopping at 2 minutes exactly. Like, what the fuck are we doing here?
Yeah, I didn't really. I just feel like in a 2-on-2, what are you really getting off in 2 minutes, though? Like,
nothing.
Hitman and Vert, like, why are y'all, like, 2 minutes? I don't even. even if they told y'all that was a time limit.
It was supposed to be. It was supposed to be 2 minutes with a 30-second ceiling.
I don't know why y'all would even agree to 2 minutes. Like, y'all know niggas been anticipating you coming back here, man. Why? Why would you even agree to that? Like, I feel like you should have. I don't know. I really wanted you to come back in a one-on-one battle, but if you don't come back in a two-on-two battle, why? Like, 2 minutes? That don't really make sense. I don't feel like that's enough time to really get your shit off like that. Like, I don't know. I didn't like the time limit shit was weird. These niggas were stopping mad quick. I feel like them rounds was in this goddamn fast, boy. Then you had Top and Briz, and these niggas, they just going off on y'all. Like, they just in their bag.
Yeah. Fine.
Like, they're fire. They in their bag. Like, I don't know, man. I think Briz and Top clearly won. I think they clearly won. Like, I don't really see how Hitman and them niggas won the battle, to be honest. And I fuck with the Hitman and them niggas. Like, I think they lost, B. I think they lost. I think that time limit shit really fucked them up. And I don't know. I feel like Verb don't be having that shit no more, son. Verb don't be bringing that shit no more. It just is what it is,
not
man.
Not the shit he's known for.
Yeah, not the shit he's known for. You know what I'm saying? You going to say some shit.
What in the fuck? Hold on. Oh, okay, never mind.
But I don't know. Verb don't be having that shit like he used to. So it is what it is. I had Briz and Top winning the battle clearly. Like, that's just what it is. Them niggas is nice. Them niggas is the... I feel like them niggas are the new faces of the URL, though. Like, Briz and T-Top, they them niggas right now to me. So, it is what it is. Clips and Goods.
Okay, okay.
Ars is shook, man. Like, all right, going into the battle... I had Arson Shug. I thought, I didn't know exactly how. I knew Clips and Goods and these niggas was funny just watching them interview together and shit, seeing their individual performances and shit. But you never know how it's going to translate together. I thought Arson Shug's aggression would be too much for these niggas. I didn't think that laid back funny shit. I didn't know how that would roll over when two niggas is all up in your shit. You know what I'm saying? Mad aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that would win over the audience, and that would win the battle. Arson Shug was good in his battle, son. They wasn't whack at all to me. Like, they was good in his battle to me. Them niggas was good, man. I'm not mad at them niggas at all. I thought they came with it. Goods and Clips got a fucking cheat code, B. Them niggas have the cheat code. Them niggas, man, yo, son, I'm not one of them, like, during battles, I'm not one of them jokey niggas, son. Nigga, I was crying watching this battle, son. Them niggas is retarded, B. Like, them niggas, man, that nigga told Arch, you look like your dreads stinking for 2 years. Like, nigga, I was crying, son. Like, these niggas is retarded, B. And then when Clips got into the set, man, Clips was going off in this battle. Clips was going off, B. Like, I thought them niggas was fire. I had them winning the battle. Like, I want to see them versus Gun Titles, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully Serve get to come home, you know what I'm saying, and all that. But that, I love to see them versus Gun Titles. I think that'd be the next big two-on-two for me. Like, them niggas was fire to me, son. But I'm not mad at Arson Clips. I thought they was fire in this battle. Like, son, this was a good battle. Right behind the NYB battle, this was, like, the second-best battle.
Yeah. Hey, yo, how you feel about Arson Sam looks at his last battle?
Oh, man, yeah, I think the way he went about it was dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Ars did a lot for the game, man. Like, regardless of the ups and downs of the shit, nigga put in, niggas went in different countries. Like, right. niggas put in a lot of work, man. Like, niggas don't know. Like, these niggas, and niggas ain't rich off this shit. Like, niggas is really, like, niggas like him kind of paved the way for a lot of these niggas, dog. Like, traveling. Going in and out of countries, the battle. Like, that nigga put in a lot of fucking work. And for him to do it the way he did it on the URL stage, knowing the, you know what I'm saying, him and Smack and URL done been into it and shit. But for him to go about it the way he did, I thought that was cool, man. Like, I know one thing, though. He better win one of these last one-on-one battles. Like,
yeah. His Iron Simon with his luck, like man,
yeah,
I'd rather you win them both myself. But at least they look like, I don't know, man. Edge him. I don't give a fuck if you want to edge. You know what I'm saying? Make luck debatable. Feel me?
Yeah, like, not for nothing, though. Like, these the battles going out, man. These the battles he deserved, though, going out. So I want to see him do good, man. Like, the nigga deserve a mook. He deserve a Lux going out. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga done put in the work for that. So hopefully this
Yo, Driz, we just watched Da Mob. Like, all right, is Da Mob the same without Mook?
Listen, man, I don't care who Da Mob at. I'm going to be real with you, son. I fuck with Rex. Rex, one of my favorite battlers ever. If it wasn't for Mook, I don't think niggas would know Da Mob like that. And I'm just being real, son. Mook was carrying, like, Mook had battle rap on his back at one point. Me, son. Like, he the face of this shit. Like, it's niggas that don't watch battles that know Murder Mook. Like, I don't think Da Mob would be what it is without Mook, son. Like, I don't care who you add now. Like, when I think Da Mob, I think Mook and Rex. I don't think, like, no disrespect. I like, you know what I'm saying, all these other niggas, that's cool. But I think Mook first when I think of Da Mob. I think Rex, you know what I'm saying? Like, for the longest, I thought Mook was the one that started Da Mob for a long time. Like, I thought that was his shit, to be honest. He was carrying it like it was his shit.
See, my thing about it is, I want to hear Mook's song, man. I want to hear Mook's song, man. Because it seems like Mook's song is what really put this on another level. You got to think about it. Shine Battle was over with. Okay, boom, it's over with. Now, all of a sudden, boom, here goes Mook got a song, a diss song at Rex. Some niggas said it was, some niggas said it wasn't. The fact of the matter is Shine had already battled Rex, so it was really over with at that point. Now a Mook song comes out. Now a Rex response comes out. It's just like, all right, so we just watched you niggas literally Da Mob literally crumble because Shine is no longer here. Now Rex and Mook are going back and forth. Rock is building up Cave Gang, so I really don't think he's even going to care regardless. I mean, he's more Cave Gang and fucking gun titles than he is Da Mob at this point. He just got his own thing right now. He's still affiliated, but you cannot like gun titles even they screaming at. You can't act like he's not building up Cave Gang. I don't see him want to be, you know what I'm saying, be a little, be under somebody when he got his own thing popping. Niggas are saying that Cave Gang is better than Da Mob right now. Like, this shit is crazy. So,
yeah. Son, right now, man.
It is looking like Da Mob is crumbling dead ass like before our eyes. Let's be look, the light-skinned nigga. What is they? So Gotti, like, he's standing behind Shine in the battle on the NWF side. Like, this nigga was officially always down with Da Mob when fucking Calico came at him and, like,
DNA Rex.
Like, come on, bro. Come on, niggas gotta go to, like, niggas gotta understand. We've been watching this funny looking ass nigga, like, with these niggas for years. We literally just watched Da Mob crumble. I don't think it hit anybody yet because of the timing of everything happening. For the past week, like P passed, all kinds of shit going on. So I don't think it really sunk in yet. What the fuck just happened?
Yeah. And for a lot of you niggas, like, that start watching battle rap in, you know what I'm saying, 2010 or fucking Summer Madness 2, y'all don't really understand, like, the importance of Da Mob, like, Da Mob in battle rap. Like, Da Mob was the group in battle rap. Not one of, they were the group. Like, they were them niggas, son. Like, niggas grew up, came up on Mook and Rex, like, from when these niggas was teenagers all the way to now, like, them niggas going at it with the Philly niggas, like, all that shit, like, niggas, I don't think a lot of people really even understand the importance of, like, what's happening right now. Like, this is Da Mob, son. It's crazy, man. I never thought I would see Mook and Rex go at each other, son. Never in life. I never thought that, son. Never.
Mm.
Like to hear, like, niggas, we got to hear Mook's song. You know what I'm saying? Some niggas saying, you know what I'm saying, we all heard the little clip. But Rex shit, son, that wasn't no question of if it was a diss or not to me. That nigga was coming at, like, some of the shit he was saying, son, like, that definitely was, I'm coming at you. Like, that wasn't no friendly type shit, like, oh, I just wanted to say this. Like, that's like some shit that been on a nigga heart type shit. Like,
man. I don't know what's going on, man. I need answers. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not getting swept under the rug over here. Like, I need to know, like, if you stop, what are we doing here?
But what do you think? Because I be seeing niggas say a lot of shit. Do you think it's Mook got Hollywood and niggas feel like Mook leaving them behind? You feel like it's a jealousy thing on Rex thing? Because like, I be seeing, like, you just brought up the light-skinned nigga that used to be behind Rex in all his battles. I'm seeing a lot of niggas, a lot of niggas seem like they don't fuck with Rex no more. And I don't know if this is it something he's doing. I don't know. Like, what do you think?
Man, I was talking with Swave earlier and shit, man. It's not so much, what have you done lately? But it's just like, bro, you gotta understand, my nigga. We keep talking about how we see Rex and Mook all back then. Like, niggas ain't trying to keep going back to watching old battles, though. And I feel like Rex ain't really been in his bag. The same way niggas is trying to come in at Rex, it's not like he ain't. My nigga, he's in there asking for it, my nigga. The Danny Myers shit. So you know what fucked a lot of shit up, too? It don't even just be the battle. I think the minute that Danny gave that nigga the bread and he didn't show up for Black Eyes Cartel to actually battle Danny, that really fucked him up and made him look crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think it really made him look crazy. And I think it actually affected that nigga more than he thought it was. He didn't think it was going to be a crazy wild dip, big deal. We talked about that shit for like a year. This nigga chirped him. He's lying. Like, we was wilding for like a year. Then he was in the clip shit. Like, come on, my nigga. Shine. You're not really doing good, my nigga. Like, you did okay versus T-Top. I'll give you that. But it's not like he's running around murdering niggas no more. Nah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. That's
what it is. It's like, niggas still got to do good. You know what I'm saying? Niggas still got to do good. I mean, it's about holding your, you got to hold your own in this shit. These young niggas ain't playing.
These young niggas ain't playing no fucking games, B.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why.
They got to understand that shit.
That's why I asked Swave, I was like, yo, why can't a nigga's position in this shit change? Like, yeah, you a legend, but you can't just go around losing and losing and losing and, like, your status never changes? Like, I think problem be, like, if you top tier and you lose 5 straight battles, you should, like, your status got to change, son. Like,
yeah.
I think niggas don't be understanding that shit. Like, you Rex, but you still got to come with it, man.
Still got to come with it, bro. You have to.
Your shine battle should have been way better. Like, I don't know, man. You didn't do what you were supposed to do in that battle. You didn't do what you were supposed to do in that battle.
Look at Math. All right, niggas is sitting on Math for mad long. When that battle dropped, all Math got to do is have like one or two more good battles. You know what I'm saying? And
right
they can see that he's serious and he's back. And we back,
yep.
You know what I'm saying? That's right now. He
right
had no choice but to do good.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it. He really didn't have a choice and shit. You know what I'm saying? The best is on. I won't say they on their last leg, but they got to be real fucking careful right now because these young niggas are getting pushed, B. They getting pushed.
A lot of you niggas need to be careful. I feel like Cortez did what he had to do in the one-on-one with Prez and his song, so. You know what I'm saying? He did what the fuck he had to do. YK did what he had to do in the one-on-one. Moneybag. I fuck with you. You ain't been doing it on URL, man. Get some one-on-ones. You dropped the ball versus Prez, man. Y'all had a dud. You got 3-0 by YK. You choking. And then this 2-on-2, I don't know, man. You're not the same guy that battled Sia. Like, when I watch you versus Sia, boy, like, shit like that. Like, you're not him no more. Like, it's not translating on URL, man. I don't know why, but you're not really doing nothing, man. You had 3 battles. You ain't really did nothing, man. And I fuck with
Oh, yo, hold on real quick. My nigga, how you feel about the Jack Boy made and the call out to John John?
That shit was fire. Hey, Jack Boy was going off in that shit. I liked it. Shit, whatever.
Yeah, Jack Boy was kind of wilding yesterday, B.
He was wilding to me. Like, he was in his bag.
This shit, man. This shit crazy. Oh, shit. For everybody listening to the URL PG's is live right now. Hold on. I'm trying to see what channel was on. Might be on the War Report channel. They showing the battles. Yeah, let me see what's on right now. Come on. Hurry up. About PG's. Yeah, y'all streaming that shit.
They streaming that shit live?
Yeah, yo, we about to sign off and shit. I knew it was back on. I guess they're going to show the whole. Damn, okay. Like, shit, all right. That's another event right there. Y'all need to go to the War Report channel, man. They showing the PG's right now and shit. They streaming that shit. The actual battles, it seems like. But that's what it is. Yo, Driz, man, appreciate it, bro.
Oh, no doubt. ASM.
Early, bro.